Why did you leave Hungary?
It's multifaceted. I got a job. No, I mean, the reason I left Hungary in the end and when I left is because I got a job I really wanted to take, which was here at LUC. But there's a much longer story before it, which was about, I mean, if I really want to be blunt, it was the government. So the Hungarian government shifted in 2010, and actually I was not among the early skeptics of the government. So I actually spent a lot of time defending the Fidesz and Orban government, who's currently in power, who is now thought of as a semi-authoritarian populist government. When they were in government from 98 to 2002, like I studied their welfare state reforms, and they were coherent. They were things I agreed with in principle, values I share. So I was not prone to be super against them, like from the get-go. Although many of my colleagues, because academic was kind of left-leaning, and this was very much right-leaning, were. In the end, I basically saw that step by step, they were basically trying to concentrate their power. And there's a short story for this, which is basically they lost the election in 2002. And then they got a bunch of political strategists to help them and say, how are we going to never lose an election again? And this became the priority, never losing an election again. And in democracy, if your goal is to never lose an election again, then you start changing things about the institutions that makes it no longer democratic, because no party should never lose an election again. And so actually what's happening in Hungary much more closely resembles what we see in Russia and Central Asia, which was more accepted that things never changed. And Hungary surprisingly ended up there.